This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. We Americans spent almost 13% more over the long holiday weekend than we did last year. According to the National Retail Federation, 6% more people dove into the Black Friday binge. All that matters, of course, to retailers and to the economy is how things shake out in the end. And to talk about that, we've got Julia Coronado, chief economist at BNP Paribas. She's with me live, as she is most Mondays. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
So I had the good fortune to find myself at the epicenter of things, or it felt like it, a Walmart in Iowa on Thursday night, and it was insane. But how much can we read into the long weekend frenzy?
Well, a lot of it is just increasing concentration. So as we saw last year, there was actually a 16% increase in Black Friday shopping last year. But overall, the holiday season was just, you know, moderate gains. This pulls forward shopping from other days and later weeks in the holiday shopping season. So a lot of it is just deal-centered concentration of shopping rather than an absolute increase in how much we're buying.
So people are being pulled toward these days, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, you know, Cyber Monday. Where does this end? Can we claim every day between now and Christmas as some sort of retail event?
Well, retailers will stop at nothing, and I think some of this is already getting more diffuse. The online deals start well before Cyber Monday, and Black Friday starts actually on Thanksgiving. So already these definitions are becoming a little bit less precise, and I think what it reflects is that consumers want deals. Consumers are still cash-strapped, and they're looking for a deal, and retailers are competing with each other to deliver that to them.
All right, Julia Coronado, chief economist at BNP Paribas. Thank you.
It's a pleasure.